This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Those are the church bells at the Cathedral Basilica in Denver celebrating the announcement of a new pope. The church held a special mass this afternoon for Robert Francis Prevost, who will lead the Catholic Church as Pope Leo XIV. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis says he hopes the new pope, quote, follows the path of the late Pope Francis of love and kindness for all who walk the earth. Colorado's legislature has officially wrapped up its four-month session. This was a year with a lot of new faces. Nearly a third of lawmakers came into this session new to their jobs. Democratic Representative Yara Zoki was one of them. She's already looking forward to next session.
It was very intimidating of even learning the right parliamentary procedure of how to say things and how to address people. And I don't have any anxiety about that anymore. So it'll be great to be able to jump in knowing how this job works, surrounded by people who've also been doing this already at least a year.
She might get that chance sooner than normal. Lawmakers are already anticipating that if the federal government cuts funding to states, they may have to come back for a special session to rebalance the budget. A bat in Weld County has tested positive for rabies. It's the first animal in the state to test positive for the virus in 2025. The bat was found acting unusual on the ground in Mead on May 5th. Public health officials say to contact them if you or your pet may have come in contact with the animal, as the disease is often fatal if left untreated. Expect mostly sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon in Colorado Springs with a high around 61 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 65. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 206.